Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nachad poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on September 8th, 2023. We stream on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 35 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, scores from the Northwest League, and an update on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up is Brad Strang's Acoustic Crossroads with Love the Love. That was Love the Love from Brad Strang's Acoustic Crossroads. Next up is Cable Ties, All Her Plans. Here is Deep Breath Out.
Still lying in your bed for
I'd like to discuss the SFU athletics at this time. On September 2nd, SFU volleyball tripled up Sonoma State of California 3-1, led by Sophie LaChapelle's 15 kills at the Hawaii Challenge in Honolulu. And men's soccer blanked Westmont 2-0 as Ali Zohar opened the scoring 90 seconds into the game and capped by Michael Hennessy's first NCAA goal in Santa Barbara, California, as part of the Heritage Classic 14. On September 3rd, women's soccer shaded Dominican University 1-0 on a Kate Cartier goal in the 59th minute at San Rafael, California. On September 5th, two SFU soccer players were recognized by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as Koji Poon earned men's soccer offensive and Sarah Lowen, a goalkeeper, earned women's soccer defensive players of the week. On September 6th, tickets for Toronto Raptors practice, which will take place at the West Gym on October 6th, went on sale at 10 a.m., but were sold out before noon on September 6th, less than 2 hours after the sales opened. Also on September 6th, SFU Women's Cross Country and Track and Field, SFU Women's Cross Country and Track and Field introduced 5 recruits, Kerlinder Chetwin, Gemma Dumas, Serena Kennedy-Hailu, Steph Miller, and Grace Mack. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds, latter of which may be given in decimals. Kalinda Chetwin hails from Surrey, attended Elgin Park Secondary, competes in sprints, triple jump, and plays for the Vancouver Thunderbirds Club. Back in June, Chetwin had great performances in her final races with Elgin Park Secondary as she dashed 25.46 in 200 and 4th in 100 at 12.57. In July's Bell Canadian Track and Field Championship in Langley, Chetwin's best attempt in under 20 triple jump was 11.43. Gemma Dumas hails from Delta, attended South Delta Secondary, stands at 5 feet or 152 centimeters, runs in middle distance, and plays for the Ocean Athletics Club. In the 2022 Fraser South High School Championships at South Surrey Athletic Park in Surrey, Dumas won the girls' 800 finals at 227.52, with runner-ups in the 400 at 101.68 and 1500 at 505.27. In the 2022 BC High School Provincials at Langley, Gemma Dumas ran girls' 800 at 227.6 for 7th. Dumas also competed in this year's High School Provincials at McLeod Athletic Park, Langley, on top of being an honor roll student and a valedictorian in her South Delta Secondary, will compete in both cross-country and track and field for SFU. Serena Kennedy-Hailu hails from Port Coquitlam, attended Terry Fox Secondary, stands at 5 feet 5 inches or 165 centimeters, runs in sprints, and plays for the Coquitlam Cheetahs Club. Kennedy-Hailu earned 4th in the women's 100 at 12.53 and 2nd in the women's 200 at 26.18. In the 2022 BC High School Championships at McLeod Athletic Park in Langley, both won by Notre Dame's Jalen Cummings, who now competes for SFU. Kennedy-Hailu was recovering from an injury this year, but competed in this year's BC High School Championships, also at McLeod Athletic Park in Langley. Grace Mack hails from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, attended Waterford Valley High, and stands at 5 feet 8 inches or 173 centimeters. Mack competed in both track and field and triathlon at the 2022 Canada Summer Games in Ontario. Steph Miller hails from Lake Country, BC, attended George Eliot Secondary, runs in middle distances, and plays for the Okanagan Athletics Club. In the Okanagan Zone Invitational Championships 2023 at Kamloops, Miller won the Senior Girls 800 at 227.78 with the bronze in the 400 at 104.29. On September 7th, DSFE Athletics welcomed its student athletes to the Burnaby Mountain campus. Two games were on tap for September 7th. Volleyball tripled up the host Azusa Pacific 3-1, led by 19 kills from Davida Hill and Sophie Lachelle each. In the opening match of the APU-CPP Invitational at Felix Event Center in Azusa, California, while men's soccer were blanked in their home opener by Chico State 2-0 at SFU Stadium, two games are on tap today. I will come back with those scores. I will come back with at least one score after the following PSA.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Here, two games are on tap today, both with SFU volleyball. They lost the first game in three straight sets against California State East Bay. Let me look at the venue is Azusa and Felix Event Center, Azusa, California. There is one more game SFU volleyball will play, which will be against Cal Poly Pomona. It will be at just a minute, please. Sorry, I just the venue is not. Let's just see. Sorry, it's just that the link from the SFU Athletics for its volleyball's game against Cal Poly Pomona went to a completely different game. So the venue is undetermined, but it looks like it will be Felix Event Center.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Montana State Billings is first at 3-0. Northwest Nazarene is second at 2-0-1. St. Martin's third, 2-1, much like Simon Fraser and Western Oregon. So there is a three-way tie for third with 2-1 records for St. Martin's, Simon Fraser, and Western Oregon each. Western Washington is 6-1-1-1, and Seattle Pacific is last at 1-2.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Oregon is first at 3-0. Seattle Pacific, second, 2-1. St. Martin's, 1-0-1, much like Simon Fraser. Northwest Nazarene is 5th at 1-0-2. Western Washington, 6-1-1. Central Washington is 7th at 0-3 for some reason. Even the Montana State Billings is listed as last at 0-1.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the volleyball standings. Much like men's and women's soccer, unlike men's and women's soccer, there has been one intra-conference game played. Alaska Anchorage is first at 1-0, 5-4 overall. Western Oregon, second, 5-2. Northwest Nazarene and Simon Fraser are 3rd at 4-2 records each. Central Washington, St. Martin's, and Seattle Pacific have 3-2 records each for a three-way tie for 5th. Montana State Billings is 8th at 2-3. Western Washington, 9th, 0-6. And Alaska is last at 0-1 conference, 2-7 overall.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Yocto's Zepta Supernova. The track is Procession Revolution. Welcome to the second half of episode 35 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, scores from the Northwest League. There will be more independent music feature from the SFU Athletics, from the SFU Red Leafs hockey, scores from the Northwest League, and an update on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Duyeh's The Golden Sekere with Devil May Care.
Tomorrow.